This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. This is a holiday weekend coming to an end. A couple things real quick. Be very, very careful out on the roads. A lot of folks trying to get back here at some in a little bit too much of a hurry. So we ain't got time going to hospitals visiting our listeners. We would, but just...
If you're at the Falcons game today, when the game ends, be patient because the traffic is going to be thick as a brick on the downtown connector with people coming through here trying to get back home.
Yeah, so just...
So I take MARTA, really.
There you go.
But if you must drive,
get your tailgate food, bring it on MARTA, take it on down. If you don't know where to go, go to Atlanta Eats first. Yep. Steak's got all the restaurants that are open this time of morning. Get yourself something to go and head on down there. We did not plan on speaking with somebody during this segment, but such is life. Just, you know, you got to learn how to pivot, adapt and adjust like our Marines do. Mm-hmm. And you found out some information about our next guest. I thought he'd be waking up, having a nice big breakfast, heading down to Mercedes-Benz for a great call today with Wes Durham for the Falcons and Chargers.
No.
Go ahead. But apparently not.
Yeah. But you know what? He's excited because his team got a big win last time.
Oh, that's why we were talking about him.
Right? The Iowa State Cyclones. David Archer joins us now. And great. 29-21, the final score. Good morning to you.
Morning to you, buddy.
Sammy, Greg, good to be with you guys. Coming back after a victory Saturday in Ames, Iowa. Yes, sir.
What is it like after a big win in Ames, Iowa?
Well, as you know, there's not a lot of going on in central Iowa right now. All the corn's been picked, so really you got to go find you a beer to drink and sit down with a good friend and enjoy some Neil Diamond, because they like to play Neil Diamond at the end of those games. But it was fun. It was fun to see him win, and I've been associated with a couple of big ones up there. You know, whenever you beat your cross-state rival, Iowa, that's always fun. It's a party in the city, but there's no pro teams in Iowa. So it's Iowa and Iowa State, and they divide the state right down the middle.
My goodness, 10-2 they are. Fantastic with what they've been able to do. Just thoughts about this season for the program and what that means and what you think about them going forward now.
Yeah, Matt Campbell's done an unbelievable job, Sam, up there. He's the all-time winningest coach in Cyclone history. He's a guy that's been courted by the NFL, by bigger programs, probably more programs that have more money have tried to get Matt Campbell to come and coach their team, but he stayed there. He's a family guy. He's got young kids that are in school there. He coaches his daughter's softball team. He's really kind of what the fabric of Iowa is really all about. You know, he's just a homegrown guy, and and loves family, loves being out with the fans and stuff. But he's really where it starts. They've done a really good job of recruiting. They do an incredible job of developing players, because you look at the stars that are next to the names of the players, and they don't get many of the 4 or 5-star kids. In fact, I'm not sure they've had a 5-star kid. Breece Hall was the last, I think, 4-star kid they had. And, of course, everybody knows Breece is running the rock for the Jets now. But he just develops players, and they take great pride in coming together as a unit. They're more of a sum of their parts than they are superstars. They've got a good young quarterback in Rocco Beck. Anthony Beck's son is the quarterback there. He's a sophomore. He's been swinging it around the yard. He's got some kids that'll go get it for him, and they've got a couple of hard-running running backs and a couple of corn-fed guys up front that come off the ball and shorten necks, and that's what they play really good team defense. John Haycock is part of the Broyles Award candidates. I think he's a semifinalist for the Broyles Award as one of the top assistants in the country. He coaches that defense, at 3-3-5 defense, and man, they just play well as a team. But winning 10 games, never done it before.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing for them to be at that height. And now, going to go play for a Big 12 title game. This will be the second time they've been in the Big 12 championship game in the last 5 years. That gives you an idea. They've never been there before. That tells you what Matt Campbell's doing there.
The man's chest is puffed out to the next county.
Can you tell it?
Can you tell, man?
It just comes right through the front. This man is so,
I'm surprised
he is so proud this morning.
On the steering wheel. It's puffed out there so much there. All right, David Archer, get ready for
it. I got to slow down. You guys got me driving 85 miles an hour. I need to slow down.
No, man, you got a game to call. David, our own David Archer heading into town, taking out, actually going to call the Chargers-Falcons game this afternoon at 1 o'clock kickoff, which we'll have here for you if you can get in front of a TV, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But we're talking to him because he is a proud Iowa State alum. Number 17 in the country, but number one in your heart, Sam.
Absolutely.
And so as they get ready for the Big 12 championship, what we're going to ask you about, what do you know about this Sun Devils team, this Arizona State team you guys are going to be facing?
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham, he's got to be on the short list of coaches of the year. This was a team that was picked last in the conference by the media coming into the season. They had uncertainty at quarterback. Sam Levitt's a kid that was at Oregon that transferred and followed his coach to Michigan State. It didn't work out there for him. So Kenny Dillingham gave him an opportunity to come to Arizona State and compete for the job. Of course, you know, Sims is there, the kid that was at Georgia Tech, and he went to Nebraska. So they've been searching for guys to come and play. They've got a hard-nosed kid that runs the football, and Cam Scataboo. He had 175 yards rushing, I think, yesterday against Arizona. They beat their territorial cup rival there in Arizona. They play really good team defense, much like Iowa State does. They went into Iowa State beat K-State last night, Kansas State last night, their rival in the Farmageddon matchup. I mean, Arizona State went into Manhattan and destroyed K-State. They've really played well, but I think a lot of it has to do with what Kenny Dillingham has been able to do there with his staff and bring kids in that people aren't recruiting and developing. And these two programs are very similar, Greg.
My goodness. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. He is on his way to the bins, folks, for Falcons and Chargers later today, David Archer. And he is social. You can always find him at ArcherQB16, at ArcherQB16. Thoughts about now, and we were talking college ball with you this morning, the playoff and the Big 12. And the fact that you had a team in your conference now that's not even going to a bowl game that knocked off 3 straight ranked teams. And to me, they're the team that's really caused all the quandary at the top of the conference, was a team that's not even going to a bowl game. What does it say about this conference, though, and that representative going into the playoff?
Well, I think a lot of people would say, well, it's mediocre because nobody's risen to the top. And I would say that there's several really good teams. Is there a great team in there? I mean, that kind of depends on how you catch fire maybe late in the year. One of those teams is a team you're talking about, Sam, in Kansas. It was a team that was supposed to be in the mix to win a Big 12 championship. Lance Leipold's done an unbelievable job with the Jayhawks, but they got up to such a slow start. They got a dynamic quarterback in Jaden Daniels. They've got a really good running back in Devin Neal, but they just couldn't quite get over the hump. They kept turning the ball over. Well, they caught fire in the middle of the season. They beat 3 ranked teams in a row, including my Cyclones. And you thought that they had a chance yesterday to get to bowl eligibility, but they ran into another hot team in Baylor. Baylor knocked them off in Waco yesterday, and Dave Aranda's got his team at 8-4. And so it's just been, hey, it's a little bit like the NFL. In fact, you better bring your your best game, or at least your B-plus game, to the other team's ballpark, or you're going down. And so it's been a lot of fun there. But you've got two teams in Arizona State and Iowa State that have won 10 games. BYU and Colorado right there, they played extremely well this year. But I think there's some parity in the conference, and everybody wants to talk it down. But I think there's been some pretty good play in the conference.
I'm sure there's places around the country that call David and they have them come on their show, and he talks about the Falcons and maybe talk some college football. This is the longest I've heard David talk college football in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's got to love this, man. And I'm glad he's doing it on our show.
But he's also, but for a number of years, he's been a part of broadcast for the SEC. You were part of an SEC broadcast yesterday. What do you make of what you've seen, and what did you hear down in Tuscaloosa? They're ready to call the Mayflower truck. what did you hear down there, man?
Well, I think that they, certainly they got a reprieve with the Clemson loss, and then all of a sudden you look up and Miami goes down at Syracuse. But yesterday was a workmanlike performance by Bama in the Iron Bowl. It was fun to be there. First of all, the atmosphere in these kind of games, you guys know, you've been to these games, these rivalry games. We build all season long. We have great games during the year, but then you get the rivalry weekend where Clemson's playing South Carolina and Alabama's playing Auburn and Georgia's playing Georgia Tech, and it amps up. It just takes up another level. It almost playoff feel to it. But Auburn was coming off the really good win over Texas A&M last weekend. I think their energy was pretty high. Alabama coming in knowing they were right on the edge of potentially still being in the playoff picture. Jalen Milroe was brilliant yesterday like he always is. For the most part, he's had some monster games this year. Georgia knows about that. I called that game about a month and a week ago when Milroe went off in that game. But I know Auburn is not interested in seeing Jalen Milroe. They're hoping he goes pro because he's thrown for over 500 yards. He's run for over 220 yards in two consecutive games. Combining his yardage, he accounted for 6 touchdowns. He ran for another 100 yards yesterday in 3 touchdowns. And it was a workmanlike performance by Kalen DeBoer's team. They got him a win. They stay alive. And if there's a name brand out there as a 3-loss team that could sneak into the playoff, that team is Alabama.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying, I'm not talking about him calling games. I'm here sitting here talking about his team. He's a lot of we when he's talking about Iowa State. This is beautiful. This
man.
Is what I mean. We don't get to hear that often, and that's what I was talking about. David Archer again joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's talk about business. Talk about where you're going to work right now. Falcons and Chargers, they kick off at 1 o'clock. Harbaugh's in town. We were talking to Joe Patrick earlier about this defense, and my question to you is what we know about Jim Harbaugh. Quarterback aside, this guy loves to run the ball. And when you talk about the run defense of the Falcons, what are we looking at right now?
Yeah, it's something we've struggled with, Greg. There's no question. We haven't been overly consistent stopping the run. It's interesting. They've been pretty good when it came down to keeping teams out of the end zone until 2 weekends ago against Denver. I think that's a little bit of a blip on the radar from a defensive standpoint. I think we were really beat up defensively. And Raheem's never going to use those excuses, but we in the media now can use that in that, he didn't have Mike Hughes on the field, a starting corner. He offered to me as one of the most important players on their team. They really don't have another nickelback that can play at the level D plays. And that's such a hard position to play because it's essentially a corner, but you got a two-way go. You're playing guys in the slot that you don't get to use the sideline as an extra defender. You don't have the ability to wall a guy off with using pieces of the field. He's got to cover all over the field, and we just don't have another guy can do that. D will be back on the field today, which is good. I think the two linebackers were beat up. I think Landman and Caden Ellis are two guys that were doing yeoman's work because the two guys behind them were banged up. I mean, J.D. Bertrand hasn't been able to play, and Troy Anderson's been out. So those two guys have had to carry the entire load. I think the week off will help them. So I think it's going to be a more refreshed defense. I think you'll see them play much better. I think they'll tackle better. It'll be interesting to see if Jimmy Lake shifts gears a little bit, maybe comes up and hugs up a little bit closer on the receivers, maybe take away some of the short, easy throws. Because you can bet that Justin Herbert, we've played him twice now, and you look at Herbert's numbers, they're almost identical. His per completion is about 5.6 yards of completion, but he's taking what they're giving him. We've seen a lot of veteran quarterback Patrick Mahomes that didn't push the ball down the field. He's taking those short throws and keeping them in manageable third down situations. We'll see if Atlanta tries to hug up and take away some of that stuff today.
We'll be watching for that. And, of course, we'll be listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm headed over to the Benz. I'll meet you over there later today. Safe travels.
Yes,
get
please.
There safely.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to you and the Cyclones, man.
Fellas, there's nobody I wanted to talk to more than Greg and Sammy this morning, man. Great to see you guys.
As always, man, we miss having you on here. And say hello to my man Jackson for me.